We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Several airports across the country have started experimenting with using facial recognition for boarding and also for international passengers. The Department of Homeland Security said they wanted to start using this a couple of years ago, but now it's really starting to come into effect. They had only been experimenting with this at a few airports, but now, as BuzzFeed News had reported, it's kind of expanding up to 20 airports across the country. And from what I understood, originally this was only going to be used for international passengers, where the DHS often has to find out and make sure that somebody's leaving the country. So they would use facial recognition for that, because sometimes people will come into the country and decide to stay here and then have somebody else leave in their place. So with facial recognition, it's supposed to help them figure out, you know, if it's actually the person that they say they are.
And of course, a lot of people are going to be paranoid about the whole concept of the government having access to photographs like this and how long they're going to hang on to them.
Yeah, so that's obviously a major problem, especially considering that facial recognition is still not a proven technology. The Department of Homeland Security's internal investigators had taken a look at it and found out that it's only accurate about 85% of the time. And I had spoken with one of the tech providers for facial recognition for the Department of Homeland Security, and they mentioned that they don't check on these airports to make sure that they're using it accurately. You know, they just kind of provide this technology over and then just let them do whatever they want with it. So that's another issue that comes with it. You know, obviously privacy is a big issue. The DHS likely has the largest biometric database out of anybody out there, considering that they have all these passengers come in and they're taking their photos, or they're using photos from driver's licenses provided by the FBI. It definitely is a major concern for privacy.
And aren't there also questions about how long they hang on to the photos?
Yeah, so right now there are no regulations on data privacy and facial recognition and biometrics, so there's no limit on how they can use it, what they can use it for, and, you know, like you said, how long they can use it for.
And that means, of course, other parties may actually get a hold of these photos as well, beyond just the government. We're talking about the airlines themselves, perhaps.
Yeah, that is definitely one of the major concerns, that because there are no regulations around facial recognition, that it can be used in whatever ways that they please. And yeah, the airport's getting access to it is definitely one of those things. I know that the Los Angeles airport has actually been experimenting with using facial recognition for boarding flights. So this is not something of a national security concern. This is something that they're thinking about using just to make it easier for you to get on your flight. But again, there's no rules saying what they can and cannot do with that kind of data. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly.